الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا وبعد. My brothers and sisters, we were talking about looking and reflecting on the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his kalam with the word read, iqra. بسم ربك الذي خلق. Allah said, read in the name of the one who created everything. In Surah Al Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us the methodology of teaching, of education, how it is to be done. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the result of that, of doing education in that way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَا آيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. He introduced the topic of education by again referring to his creation. He said that in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for people of intelligence. Allah did not say there are signs for people of intelligence in the Quran al-Kareem. There are obviously, but Allah didn't draw our attention to that. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew our attention back again to our environment, back again to the world. And he said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, and in the alternation and the changing of the day and the night, لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, there are signs for people of intelligence. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described who are those people. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us there are two criteria and two signs, two qualities, two adjectives that describe people of intelligence. One is, they are people who recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. These are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying on their sides and lying down. Now what is the meaning of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You cannot remember somebody you don't know. Obviously, logically, you cannot remember somebody you don't know. So remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means you are somebody who is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are somebody who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are somebody who recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not simply saying subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah like one machine. It is to reflect on subhanallah, it is to reflect on alhamdulillah, it is to reflect on la ilaha illallah, it is to reflect on Allahu Akbar, and so on, each of which produces a feeling in the heart. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must produce a feeling in the heart. That is the condition of zikr. Condition of zikr is that they should produce a feeling in that. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anfal, people are, who are the mu'mineen? They are those who, when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before them, their hearts, something happens to their hearts, their hearts shiver with the glory and majesty and awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there has to be a perceptible effect on the heart when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned. That is the meaning of zikr. When we do zikr in that way, it produces results. So Allah says, first condition of people of intelligence is people who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not somebody who is an atheist, not somebody who does not know Allah, not somebody worse than atheists are Muslims who know Allah but who ignore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, this is I'm not promoting atheism, but I'm saying at least as far as the atheist or the non-Muslim is concerned, he commits one fault, which is he denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very big fault, major fault, and so on and so forth. But it's one fault. He denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, he is free from that. And then he pays whatever price he pays for it. But the Muslim, he accepts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And then he denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 50 times a day by his actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him for salah, he will not pray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, earn halal, he earns on interest, or he earns in some other haram way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, eat halal, he eats haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, do things in one way, he does it in the opposite way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean, how many things to list? So who is a bigger criminal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wallahu alam, I'm not saying the, you know, Muslim is a bigger criminal. I'm just saying that here is a Muslim who owns or who says he accepts. See, if you look at the ayat of the Quran in Surah Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some people and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned those people and said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not seek forgiveness for them. Even if you seek forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah will not forgive them. Right? Sab'eena marra. Allah said 70 times, if you ask forgiveness for them, Allah will not forgive them. Who are these people? These people are those who we know as the munafiqeen. This ayah came after the death of Salul, Ibn Salul, Ubay bin Salul, the father of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. So when Ubay bin Salul died, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed his Salatul Janazah. That's a different story, so I won't go into that now. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that revealed his ayah and said, even if you ask forgiveness for him 70 times, I will not forgive him. Who was Ubay bin Salul? He was a man who prayed 5 salah behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the first saf of Masjid al-Nabawi. Yeah? So you think just because your name is Abdullah or Abdul Rahman and that saves you? No. Ubay bin Salul was, from what we know, when we see Ubay bin Salul, who is he? He's a Muslim. He's not a kafir. He's not an atheist. He's not a mushrik. He was not worshipping idols. He was a Muslim who prayed 5 salah behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Masjid al-Nabawi. And about him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will not forgive him even if you ask forgiveness for him 70 times. And not only him, people like him. What is the meaning of this? So effectively, who were the munafiqeen? They were people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them. In the Quran, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah said, they are people who accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who accept the day of judgment, but they are not Muslims. Who is saying this? I'm not saying this. Ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, go read it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it. Why? Because you say you are Muslim, but you do not do what Muslims are supposed to do. Muslims are supposed to pray, you don't pray. Muslims are supposed to eat halal, you don't eat halal. They're supposed to earn halal, they don't pray. They're supposed to fast, you don't fast. I'm talking about Ramadan, not Nawafil fast. You will spend money on every conceivable thing on the face of the earth, but you are eligible to go for Hajj, you will not go for Hajj. I'm only talking about the faraid. I'm not even talking about charity and this and that, no. You are supposed to pay zakat, you play games. You will shift money from this account to that account and so on, trying to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'uz billah. The people are doing these things. So who is a bigger criminal? Yadhkurun Allah means what? Means in the heart, something must happen. That is the meaning of zikr. Zikr means that you live a life remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single aspect of your life. It's not just a matter of... That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave it with Yadhkurun Allah. Allah could have said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ. They are those who remember Allah. Allah meant further. Remember Allah where? يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ فِي مَسَاجِدْ. No. قِيَامًا وَقُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Standing, sitting and lying down. What does it mean in every aspect of your life? There are only 3 positions that we can, you know, as human beings. You can stand, you can sit, you can lie down. There's no position in between. So Allah is saying, the intelligent people are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down. All 3 positions, which means every aspect of your life. Your domestic aspect, your public aspect, your private aspect, your business and your family and so on. Every single aspect of your life you remember Allah. Means what? Means whatever I am doing, immediately I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I say to myself that whatever I am doing must not displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I know that what I am doing is right, alhamdulillah, I will do it. If I know what I am doing is wrong, I will leave it. If I know If I am doing something about which I have a doubt, I am not sure is it right or wrong, then what will I do? I will go and check and find out, and then I will do what I have to do. This is the meaning of this, of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what did Allah say? Wayatafakkarun. We are talking about the issue of education. Wayatafakkarun. And who make fikr in what? Fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Allah did not say wayatafakkaruna fil Quran. No. Wayatafakkaruna fil hadith. No. Wayatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. And those who fikr, who make fikr, who reflect and who think and who, what is the meaning of fikr? This is the beauty of the bayan of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the one small word which encompasses all forms of human endeavor in trying to understand the creation of the heavens and the earth. Whatever it is, any form of research, any form of invention, any form of technology, any form, whatever it is, comes in the term, in the term fikr. Fikr means this. Sirko hath lagale, but nahi. Fikr means this. How has this been created? Wallahi subhanahu, look at this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did Allah create this thing? What are the theories behind this creation? What are the fundamental laws on which this creation is based? Who created gravity? Newton? He discovered, he did, I mean, you can't even say he discovered it. I mean, he defined it. He noticed it and he defined it. But who created gravity? Who created the law of gravity? Which says that a free-falling object, this is the definition of gravity, that a free-falling object comes towards the earth, how? At an acceleration of 32 feet per second per second. This is one of the aspects of the law of gravity. Who created this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, fikr fi khalqi samawati wal ard is to study the law of gravity. Who created the law of aerodynamics by which a plane will fly? Something which weighs 100 tons or more takes to the air. How? Archimedes described the principle of displacement in terms of fluids. He didn't make it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the principle based on which something which is made of steel, which weighs 200,000 tons, floats on water. That is based on what? On geometry. The same thing, if it's a flat sheet, it'll sink. You make it into that shape, it floats. These people talk about Islamization of knowledge. I say this is an oxymoronic term. You have to Islamize ourselves. Islamization of human beings is what is required. Knowledge is already Islamic. Knowledge is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you want to Islamize? Saying A for Allah instead of A for Apple is not Islamization of knowledge. That's a joke. Knowledge is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where did this knowledge come from? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are you going to Islamize is what? This is the meaning. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ. We'll talk more about this tomorrow and so on. I don't want to go beyond my time. But just think about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described people of intelligence and gave them two qualities. One is they recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and second is that they think about and they research in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do notice that Allah did not say Allah said wayatafakkarun. Allah did not say aw yatafakkarun. Allah did not say intelligent people are these ones who do zikr or those ones who do intelligence. No, who do research. No. Allah said they do zikr and they do research. And also Allah did not say they are people who do research first and zikr later. No. There are three important things in this ayah. Number one is the actual qualities of intelligent people. Number two is the link between these two qualities, which is this and that, not this or that. And the third one is the sequence of this learning, which is which comes first, which comes next. First you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you look at the creation of If you do that, then you will create technologists who will build drones in order to take medical aid quickly to people who need it, not drones to go and kill people. That is because the sequence of knowledge is not followed. They don't recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they use technology to destroy instead of using technology to help. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand His kalam and to live by that and to truly benefit from it. This is what Muslims used to do, which we have forgotten. Inshallah, more about this tomorrow. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar.